I am joined for the book club first by Sylvia Kent, who is a writer and journalist who's here every month for the book club. And then at 12:05, we'll be having a chat with Dawn Knox, who is a writer, and we'll be talking about all of her books as well. So it's lovely to see you both this morning, ladies.
Hello.
Hello.
And how are you both?
I'm well.
And I'm well too.
Good. Sylvia, you are part of Billericay Readers Groups, and you've always got books, and the library is really good to provide all the books to the readers. So what are you reading at the moment?
Oh, a biggie. Margaret Atwood, The Testament.
Tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, it follows those other books that she's written and that have been televised, and it's very creepy, you know. It's this stuff. Well, I know Dawn knows that I'm not very keen on going forward in time, but it's all a bit creepy. I've got a big, thick one to read. This one was written some time ago, and I've got to give a little talk about it after I've read it. But it's going to take me some time because I can't always spend that much time reading because I'm writing. Yes. Same as Dawn. Yes. You know, what do we do? Read, write, whatever. But anyway, that's what I'm reading. And the rest of my team, they're reading that. But also the Chinua Achebe book called Things Fall Apart. And I believe that's a little book and doesn't take long to read. But it's a very, very good, very popular book at the moment.
Love
Chinua Achebe. And that's our book talk books for August, really. August.
And I just wanted to say, but Dawn's in the background. We will be talking to her at about 12:05 about her books. But she's got, it's a shame nobody can see the Zoom at the moment. And I can't record it. But you've got a beautiful picture in the background, Dawn. Who is that?
Ah.
I don't know. It's actually the cover of one of my books.
Oh.
You can't see the title at the top. You can only really see the middle part. But
Wow.
I can hold it up for you and you can see.
Yeah. We are going to talk about, obviously, how important it is for book covers because it is what sometimes when you're looking around, it's what makes you reach out to grab a book. And it's a beautiful picture. But we'll come back to you, Dawn, in a moment. But Brentwood's Writer's Circle, what's been going on with them, Sylvia?
Well, you know that we've covered the 80th anniversary and we've done that. We're on front cover of Gazette. I'll be talking about that a little later. And local press have been very kind. BBC Essex and all the other and yourselves have been great in advertising us. And that has meant a couple of new members who have come along over the last couple of times. So we now say goodbye to that. But as you know, we meet at the social club, Bardswell Social Club, which look after us very well. And great parking, by the way. First Saturday in the month, 2:30 to 4:30. And again, some really interesting new people joining us. Their subjects are, well, great. You'd have to come along to meet us. But what people are reading these days and writing is amazing. I know Dawn thinks so too. It's
yes.
Tremendous
yeah.
level of topics, you know, crime and sex and, oh, lovely. But so that's that with our local writers' circle. And we meet, by the way, next 6th of August. 2:30, and we welcome everyone, whatever you're wanting to write.
Yep.
Society of Women Writers had to change their conference date, if you remember, which was way back in June, and now it's Friday the 16th of September with Benjamin, Jeff and Aya, and lots of other well-known authors who are going to be meeting at Brunel University. So contact us or Brentwood Writers Circle, it's online, and the Society of Women Writers and Journalists and all details will be there a couple of months
ago. And just to say about Brentwood Writers' Circle, if people are out there and you're just starting off and maybe you've got an idea for a book and you're not too sure how to, you know, get your ideas onto the page, Brentwood Writers' Circle are there with experienced writers and new writers that are really there to help people, aren't they?
They are. I think, would you say, Dawn, you get a good welcome?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Everyone's so friendly, so welcoming, and so supportive, encouraging.
Is this where you went first of all, Dawn? Have you been a member of Brentwood Writers' Circle for a long time?
Only since about 2016. That's where I met Sylvia. Before that, I still belong to the Basildon Writers Group, so I belong to two, but... they're both very valuable, with some lovely people.
Yeah, they're the good team. And also Sylvia is involved in helping new writers all over Essex. Yes. She always brings fantastic writers, and she really does promote a lot of writers as well, which is fantastic.